Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
And here he is, the man who taught me not to say hot water heater. Although it did take you, what, a couple of months for you to finally succeed in not saying that repetitious phrase, which I've been using for decades.
We could call it a cold water heater if you wish, but, you know, what are you going to call heat up, your hot water or your cold water?
I thought I was.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing? It's Steve's water heater installation here in the studio for a segment. Folks, if you have a plumbing question or especially water heater question, 775-884-9910. This is very timely. Suddenly the cold snap hit.
Yeah. We're going to have a little warm for the next few days, and then who knows? I know it's going to be around 55 the rest of the week, and we should be good.
Don't have to do anything to our water heaters, right, with winter?
Remember, it's there. Sure, you got to flush them out once a year. Keep an eye on it. Most people don't know what to do with their water heater.
I'm glad you told me about flushing out the water heater every year after I have not done it for 20.
Exactly.
I'm not alone in that.
No, it seems like 99% of the people out there, they have this, that 100% of you people who own a home have a water heater, but most of you don't know how to maintain it or keep it going right. And because of that, most of them aren't working up to snuff, really. They're not. So,
kind of reminds me of my refrigerator debacle. You know, I'm kind of futzing with the ice maker, and I get the owner's manual out, and oh my gosh, there's like three pages of you should be doing this, and you should be taking the bottom grill off and vacuuming the coils every year. I've had that refrigerator for 25 years, have not done that once. The wine coolers, they say the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was plug in and go.
But if you were to maintain it the way the manufacturer tells you to, it would last much longer and work much more efficiently. Just like the water heaters I work on, when I tune them up, it's going to be more efficient.
A water heater tune-up.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, so that's a service call that you actually...
Absolutely.
That's one of the... A water... And folks would need a water heater tune-up if they want it to last a long time.
Exactly.
Do water heaters, do they ever take part in Black Friday sales? I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think so either, now that you bring it up, John.
What brand of water heater do you most rely on when people need a new water heater?
Well, of course, we have tankless and standard tank water heaters. I love those Bradford Whites.
He's a Bradford
White man. Yes, I am. And that's what I install. That's what I order for almost every... Otherwise, for a tankless, I love Navien. Navien's a great tankless water heater.
That's what I have.
Yeah. Easy to maintain. Same difference. You have to flush them out. You have to inspect them at least once a year to make sure they're working properly. You know, your water heater just won't keep doing its own thing by itself. It needs, just like your car, got to change the oil and keep the air in the tires. You know, same difference with a water heater to make it work properly.
What's the latest innovation? What are the newest water heaters offering? Technology improved. Don't say AI. We don't want an AI water heater. And there's no reason why I need Wi-Fi.
And I don't want
on my water
one.
Heater. Please don't.
I don't want to install one. Actually, the truth is, water has been the same for a few millenniums, and the way you heat it up. Sure, we've come up with some great ideas over the years, but the standard tank water heater made by Bradford White or State makes a great water heater as well, A.O. Smith's. It's pretty much the technology has been upgrading the quality of the insulation on them and the metal fabrication of them. That's been a big deal in the last couple decades. They're pretty bulletproof if you I got a neighbor. His is 27 years old. He's got a Bradford White 50-gallon. He doesn't touch it. He won't let me touch it, and we laugh about it. So one of these days, I'm going to see water coming out from under your garage door. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Pete. So.
Well, you're a load of fun on the street, huh?
Yeah. And you know, there's other, I show up to job sites. Usually it's after it's hit the fan. And there's water everywhere. There's damage.
And you go there and say, I told you so.
I try not to. My first phone call to that usually is to Fire and Water.
Yeah.
A company here in town that takes care of messes like that. And then after they get through cleaning everything up, then I'll go in and I'll put
A water heater is a thing. It's not like cars, you know, where people say, well, it's time for a new car. Water heaters, I bet every single owner of a water heater doesn't consider getting a new one until the old one just breaks.
I would say 99%, yes. There's that 1% that call me up going, you know, she's 18 years old. Really? And you got anything newer that's going to work better for me? And I sure do.
Those are smart people.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons I advertise with this radio station. Most of my customers call me from listening to this show and listening to our ads.
Well, you're a very busy man. I appreciate you coming by here on a Saturday. And you are actually a skilled plumber, yet you don't seem to promote being a plumber.
Thank you, John. Why is that?
Why don't you expand your horizons and push the fact that you're a plumber? Why focus just on the water heaters?
It's being a servant. The water heater servant of the valley. That's what I'm shooting for. Hey, it takes years and years just to become a plumber, let alone to become a journeyman plumber, let alone to be a contracting plumber, a C1, H1 plumber like myself. It took me decades to all my experience.
And why don't you like plumbing?
I do love plumbing. As a matter of fact, I really just don't advertise that. I want to do my water heaters.
Water heaters are more fun?
For me, very mechanical. It's not so... kind of hard to explain. After you've done, there's so much. There's six or eight different types of plumbing. You've got new construction. You've got residential plumbing. You've got commercial plumbing. You've got service plumbing. And they're mechanical companies. They're Alexander Mechanical. I worked with them for a few.
Yeah.
It's just that when you specialize in something, you get it down to a fine art and a finer art and a finer art and to the point where I do a water heater in 4 hours flat, kind of listen to the radio, listen to you sometimes in the afternoon, in the mornings.
While you'd prefer being the water heater savant.
Yes. I start at 9 a.m. and you're hot by 1. That's what I tell people.
Man, oh man, oh man. Yeah. That is really, it's awesome that we have such a specialist on water heaters.
I'd rather be, you know. And it is a lot of the other plumbing, I work on older homes. For instance, your home's been redone. There are a lot of homes that are older homes in Reno that still have galvanized pipe in them. And oh my gosh.
Yeah, what'd you think of my house?
It's an oldie but a goodie. That's what I say.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, you've got a easy crawl space. I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
nice fixtures. It's all, and you've kept an eye on it. A lot of people don't go to the trouble of the proper maintenance on a home.
I don't, but I've learned a lot from you. And thank you for not mentioning half the house is cat toys. That doesn't make me look good. Let's go to the phones. Bruce is calling from Virginia City with a question or kudos, I guess, for Steve. Hey, Bruce, I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John. Yeah, I wanted to thank Steve. My neighbor Janet down the street, older lady. He did a water heater for her this last week in an 1875 house. It was a challenge, but they did a great job, and she's happy as can be. I don't know if she's going to call
thanks,
or not,
Bruce.
But I thought I would.
No, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. Janet's a nice lady. I had a good time. Shannon and I went in there, and we made that. That's the oldest house I've ever worked on, 1875, 1876. Cool place,
right,
tough to get to.
It was burned in the fire 1875, rebuilt probably the next year. So, I know it was not the easiest thing you've probably ever done. But
that's a classic example of, that's one of the reasons I kind of specialize in water heaters, because I know exactly what it needed and how to plumb that up. Even finding the shutoff valve, that was well hidden. Yeah,
it was. Right.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that.
Hey, Bruce.
All right, man. Have a nice day.
All right, that was a great call. The fire of 1875.
Yeah. Oh my God. I worked on a home almost that old out in Winnemucca Ranch Road. That was put in 1886. And that's the same ranch house that starts the rodeo.
I was thinking
every
it would
year.
Have to be a ranch house.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah. Cistern in the attic, the whole bit. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, you know, I still meet people who say that beyond Moana, there wasn't much on South Virginia Street at all.
No.
And people used to hunt grouse, I think it was, where Meadowood Mall is right now. So it's a long story.
You and I both have watched this town grow exponentially.
Yeah. So you do take a break now and then. You're going to go to Las Vegas to the Sphere.
Yeah.
Your wife must have talked you into this too.
Didn't take much.
To get tickets to see Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, my favorite.
And I tried to talk Kathy out of this, and I said, listen, what other movie have we seen 26 times in our life? And I was not looking forward to it, but I got to admit, it was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. You're going to love it. Las Vegas Sphere showing Wizard of Oz. And exhibition, that presentation there, has made more money for the movie company than Wizard of Oz ever did.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's just a classic. It's a wonderful, wonderful
sure
story.
Thing. Yeah. All right, Steve's water heater installation. Anything else, Steve? Final minute.
Well, let me just mention that what I do is the three things I do with your water heater, I can either replace it, I can restore it, repair it, and service it. Restore it, repair it. And putting Band-Aids on old water heaters is not my thing, but sometimes it's called for. And remember, that service work. We need to flush them out. We need to inspect that expansion tank. We've got to make sure that all the fittings on it are proper and not going wonky on you. Don't ignore your water heater. If you don't have time for it, I do.
Steve actually cries when he sees that water on the street, in the curb. And you look, you're a regular guy who isn't rich, and you look to save people money.
It's not about the money.
See that, folks?
It's not about the money.
Okay, folks, get your iPhones out or pen and paper. Steve, what is your phone number to call?
Call me at 775, of course, 351-6047. That's 351-6047 for all your water heater needs.
Always a pleasure, Steve. And go go Chiefs, but not
go
this
Chiefs.
Season, I guess. I see. I was a nice guy. I didn't bring up your Chiefs because they've had a bad year. All right. I'm John Potter, live and local. Open topic for the next segment. Anything. 775-884-9910. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1019.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. That thing that just played there reminded me of something I wanted to bring up today that I saw online. You just heard what we call a public service announcement from AdoptAVetDental.org. And they provide dental care to veterans, and we know how expensive dental care can be. And this is a wonderful organization, and I'm glad. I just reminded me of what I saw on the This Is Reno News website, and I was happy to see it. And my friend Andy did this story when we worked at Channel 2, and of course we don't get to do this story this year because they took my keys away, but This Is Reno .com came through, and I'm going to read the article here. This year's Wreaths Across America Remembrance takes place next Saturday at the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Fernley, beginning at 9 a.m. And yes, to coincide, have it done at the very, this is why 9 a.m.? It's to coincide at the very same moment that the wreaths are being laid at Arlington National Cemetery in D.C. So during the Fernley ceremony next Saturday, representatives from for each of the military services, along with a sea cadet, will place a wreath at a flag of each branch of the armed forces. And the cadets will also help afterward by placing wreaths on individual grave sites of the veterans who are buried there. And since the Fernley Cemetery was established in 1990, the number of veterans and family members interred at the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery has now exceeded 10,000. And you are invited to be there for this solemn, wonderful, important, gratifying, and emotional event next Saturday at the Memorial Cemetery in Fernley. My mom's second husband, Bob, my dad passed away. My mom's second husband, Bob, served at the Battle of the Bulge in 1944, which, by the way, happened close to this very week, close to this very time in 1944, was the Battle of the Bulge. It started, I think, December 16th, I believe. Bob was a very quiet man, served at the Battle of the Bulge. Obviously, he was very affected by what he saw. And of course, although I really wanted to, because I was so curious to hear the stories, I knew it wasn't right to ask him about it. He wasn't, I don't think he was shell-shocked so many years later, but he was like eternally sad about all of his buddies that were there with him and then gone in an instant. All his friends were lost at the Battle of the Bulge. So despite my intense curiosity, you know, there were no clueless questions from me about it. But I did bring him some DVDs of war movies that were not your 1940s, 50s, 60s, Van Johnson, Audie Murphy, John Wayne movies, but rather these new movies that I liked about the war. I made sure that there was not too much action, but they were very well done and fascinating. Well, anyway, he and Mom were at their condo in Clearwater, Florida, and I brought this movie Downfall, which was a German movie with actors about the downfall of the Third Reich. And he found that fascinating. And Mom called me, and he wanted me to send it back to him. And, you know, we watched the Tom Cruise movie, Valkyrie, together, and he loved that one, too. Not many bombs going off in those two movies. No, they were not bloody movies. Yes, the war was full of spilled blood and bombs, but, of course, he already knew that. So we bonded quite wordlessly watching and taking in how he sacrificed, and especially how people like me have not forgotten. And that meant something to him. And he passed away about 8-9 years ago and left me his prized coin collection. And you know what? I was wishing just yesterday that he was here to see this new Nuremberg movie, which is with Russell Crowe, which is showing in the theaters now. But anyway, I'll shut up about this, but you know what? We don't know them all, but we sure owe them all, if, you know, I express that correctly. All right, a little bit of news here. Nevada Senator, here we go. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto took on one of the most important issues of our time, a $1 commemorative coin proposed for sale next year that has President Trump on one side. She is urging rejection of this commemorative $1 coin featuring Trump. And again, this is a commemorative coin planned to coincide with the 250th anniversary of the United States next year. It does not go into general circulation. It's just for collectors to have. You're not going to be given a Donald Trump coin at the store with your change. You are not forced to keep it in your purse for bus fare or anything like that. These coins Catherine, R4 collectors. The Treasury Department comes up with these, and they sell them to people who want them. And I would assume many people would, and the Treasury Department would make money on it. To honor a U.S. president on a commemorative coin is not a big deal. Apparently, it is if with this president. And obviously, Senator Cortez Masto is running out of things to do in D.C. Are we okay in Nevada? Is there anything she can do? Is there nothing else she can trouble herself to correct in the Silver State? No, of all issues, this should definitely be up there to prevent these coin collectors from having a coin with the president's head on it. Okay, let's go to the phones, otherwise I'll go on forever. Janet is calling from Virginia City. Janet, thank you so much. I'm glad you called.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call and letting me give a high five to Steve. He replaced a water heater for me up here. It's not easy getting to or from Virginia City or dealing with these 150-year-old houses. But I must say, he's a client of yours, and now I'm a client of his. He did a great job on time, reasonably priced, brought a helper with him who had some real muscle and helped out a lot because it's not easy to get in and out of this house. And I just wanted to say he gets my full endorsement, and I wanted to thank you very much because we found him on KKFT.
Why is the water heater guy a lot more popular than me?
Well, you thankfully you don't sing, but...
All right,
anyway,
thank you.
I know you're in heavy-duty politics right now, so I'll let you go, but thanks for taking my call.
No, it's okay, Janet. I hate heavy duty politics. thank you for calling. Yeah, thanks for the peanut gallery there, Craig. Radio Craig there piping in. He loves it when people call and ignore me. It makes his day. Anyway, we're going to break for Fox News and then local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:31.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
We're talking church here.
It's me you're always talking.
So, hi, Niku.
Hello.
Who'd you bring with you?
Today, I brought with me my friend Aubrey, who is a student at Bishop Minogue High School and a Girl Scout looking to earn her Gold Award.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hello.
And you want to get into broadcasting?
Yes, I'm in my broadcast journalism class at school, and I think it's a really interesting thing to do.
How much time do I have to talk her out of this?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you can take her to coffee when we're all done, too, and do your work. We were at Colo 8 yesterday on the midday show with Rebecca, and she did pretty great.
Really?
Yeah.
That was fun, huh?
Mm-hmm. So cool. Well, the reason you're here, and by the way, Niku has been on here before, Niku Bruce from Real Choices Women's Center in Reno, which provides unplanned pregnancy services and solutions, including free consultations, ultrasounds, abortion information, they're against it, testing and more, and local Girl Scout Aubrey. So I know the Girl Scouts are doing something for Christmas, aren't they? There's a drive going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure locally about the Girl Scouts, but Aubrey has a very special project she is bringing to the community as part of her Gold Award.
So this is kind of like when I was a Boy Scout, we had projects that we did. I didn't know the Girl Scouts did the same. Which Girl Scout troop are you in, Aubrey?
I'm in Troop 3631, technically a troop in Southern California where I'm from. And we all kind of moved away from each other, but we're still, you know, a troop together.
What level are you at in the Girl Scouts at the moment?
I'm an ambassador, which is the highest. It's for juniors and seniors in high school.
Ambassador? Holy cow, Niku.
Yeah, Aubrey's pretty impressive.
How are you related to Aubrey?
I am not related to Aubrey, but we are sisters who love horses. So I met her and her mom through riding. She used to ride at Paravace's stables, and we met through horse shows and realized we had a common love for God and also service in our community.
Aubrey, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, that's a great
Come
question.
On, Aubrey. Santa loves this show.
That's true. I think I really want to have, I have a lot already. I would love to see my Christmas play date be a big success with the moms at Real Choices and Step 2.
Is this your project?
This is my project.
All right. Describe your project and what you're doing.
Yeah, so this project is my Girl Scout Gold Award. It's the highest award a Girl Scout can achieve after bronze and silver. Only 5% of Girl Scouts really go on to get the award. And it's a really rigorous award. You have to put like 80 hours of service. You have to have a real community issue that you found and have a take action like project plan to go after the problem. And yeah, so it's just a really rigorous award. And my project, I'm working with Real Choices to create Mommy and Me kind of style play dates for the moms at Real Choices, the moms at Step 2, just moms at WIX, moms that kind of are a little bit underserved and are lacking community. And so...
So you, this play date, that's like a break for these moms?
Yeah. We have girls, volunteers at Minogue, who come to these play dates and they take the kids and watch the kids. It's all in the same room so the moms can see their kids. They don't have to worry.
Yeah.
And it just kind of gives the moms a break to not worry about their kids and be able to connect with each other and build friendships.
I can picture a lot of moms going, oh, listening and say, oh, yes, a break. A break. I think it's rough enough having three cats. I can't imagine. No, they're terrors.
I know. My Christmas tree is destroyed at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there. Okay, so the play dates. And how did they sign up to take part in this, Aubrey?
So for the last play date, it was like a Halloween themed.
Oh, you already done it?
Mm-hmm. I've had one so far. We sent out a flyer to the moms at Real Choices and the moms at Step 2. And that one was a little more open house. Like the moms could come and go when they pleased. And our next play date is a Christmas play date. It's going to be held at the Arlington Towers. And it's a little bit more by invitation because space is kind of limited at the Arlington Towers. So we've sent the invitation flyer to the moms at Real Choices and to the moms at Step 2.
You say the moms at Real Choices. Niku, are these the moms that you counseled when they came in, when they were pregnant and needed some advice and help?
Yeah, a lot of the moms are ones that came through our pregnancy options coaching and ultrasound program. And so part of the benefit of when they choose life and decide to parent their child, we take them through pregnancy classes and parenting classes. And so that's when they get plugged in with us that way and build a longstanding relationship. And so these are the moms in our parenting class program.
Aubrey, how'd you find Real Choices?
After I met Niku through horseback riding, I got to know.
Oh, the horses brought you together.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. So Aubrey came to me wanting to talk about this project. She knew the need in our community. Her and her twin sister had toured our center and wanted to volunteer. She asked me kind of what I saw with the moms and what's a problem that she could potentially solve. And I said, you know, we have these moms, they come into our program, they're in these parenting classes, but our parenting classes are one-on-one. But these moms are all in the same stage of life. They've all got little kids, they're raising families. And the number one problem we see is loneliness. They don't have connection to community, and community is everything. It takes a village to raise a kid.
And who addresses that loneliness? I mean,
exactly. And a productive place that's free, that's uplifting. So Aubrey, for her gold award, decided to do these community play dates. I think they're happening about quarterly, and she'll have some future ones as well that moms can
register
for.
What can our listeners do to help you out?
So if you go to Real Choices website, there's my flyer up there that can give you a little bit more. Yeah, it gives you a little
bit more. Is that realchoicesnv.org?
Yeah, so if you go to realchoicesnv.org/support, the very first block you're going to see on that landing page is all about Aubrey, and you just click the button that says learn more, and it's going to tell you how to give. We have a gift registry on Amazon if you want to give a gift to these moms, especially we have some gift cards that are available, and then there's a link to her flyer for future play dates if moms want to actually attend one of these in the future. I think the next one that we'll be able to register for is spring.
So you posted like Aubrey, did you design a flyer for the?
I did, yes.
Oh my
God. She's a graphic designer too. She's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And do you mind? What's your last name?
Morrison.
Morrison. Okay, I can picture it now, Aubrey. You want to get into broadcasting, right?
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. Time for the news, Aubrey Morrison.
Take it away. You'll be brilliant at it someday.
All right. So, Aubrey, so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
God bless you.
Thank you.
To have somebody your age do something that means so much to people who are, frankly, scared, right, Niku? And provides a solution to their loneliness or people who definitely need a break. I mean, we all have it easy.
That's right.
And sometimes there are some scared to death people coming into Real Choices Women's Center in Reno. Well, okay, so you wanted to talk about question six. Do you really want to talk about question six with Aubrey?
Aubrey knows it all. Aubrey can handle it. You know what? And I think it's very important that our teenagers and our high schoolers understand what's coming down the pike for Nevada and what's at stake. They're old enough to know. Believe me.
We're going to get into this. We're going to get into this after the break. We're going to talk about question six, Nevada question six. It's coming up on the ballot, the right to abortion initiative. It's take two for this thing. So, folks, do you have an opinion on it? I bet you do. 775-884-9910. And Niku can handle it, I'll tell you. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more break with Niku, Aubrey, and question six, the topic up next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1046.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. 1049, live and local. I'm John Potter. Each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, I'm here with Niku Bruce. From where did you get that name?
So my dad is actually from the Middle East, and so it's a Persian name. It means gentle.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I just had to ask.
Yeah.
All right, Nevada question six is the right to abortion initiative. It's on the ballot again next year. It would make abortion a state constitutional right. Constitutional amendments need to be approved in two election years. Question six won the first round last year by a vote of yes, 64% to no, 36%, and it needs to be approved again in 2026 to amend the Nevada Constitution. The vote comes up in less than 11 months, November 3rd, 2026. You're trying to stop it, Niku. Why?
We're trying to stop it because question six, a yes on six, creates some of the most radical abortion laws in the world here in the state of Nevada. It would allow abortion for at any time, for any reason, for anyone, all 9 months of pregnancy by any healthcare practitioner, which means not a licensed doctor within a hospital or a setting, but anyone. And it also strips away all parental rights. So right now in Nevada, all we have left is parental notification, not even consent, but just notification. It creates incredible loopholes for traffickers and child abuse, and as well as just not good for women. It does not create a safe environment for women.
Is there an age limit?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So when I say some of the most radical laws in the world, we mean the most radical laws in the world. In context, in 1990, Nevada's voted on question six, which was a referendum asking voters to define when abortion is permissible. From there, we got our current law, which is abortion up to 6 months for any reason by a licensed healthcare practitioner. And actually, kind of to simplify it with a doctor's note, we actually do go up to all 9 months in Nevada as well right now. The problem with question six is it's written in a way that sounds very compassionate and empathetic towards women, but it's actually really dangerous towards women because it strips away protections that healthcare facilities and abortion providers would have to abide by to keep women safe.
I'll ask what a lot of people are saying. In Nevada, abortion's legal until 24 weeks of pregnancy ever since 1990. As passed in 1990, the law reads that the state legislature cannot amend it or repeal it. The only way of doing that has to be by a vote of the people. So it's already legal here. Why are they pushing this question six?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. If you want my personal opinion, yes. I believe it's financially driven. Abortion is big business. It's a $1 billion industry that profits off of women and men in crisis.
And they're using fear to push it. Remember those ads last time? You know, somebody said, as a woman, this is the point of view that was against it. As a woman, nothing makes me angrier than Democrats taking one of the most difficult and traumatic decisions a woman can make and using it for votes. Scaring women, it's despicable. So is this an effort to get people fired up about voting for Democrats among supporters of abortion and just to get them to go to the ballot box, get them out to vote? Because once they're in the voting booth, then they can vote for the candidates that they want to elect.
Yeah, I think that is definitely one way to think of it. However, I think it's also incorrect to think that Republicans are all pro-life, because the data shows us that is not the case. Sadly, within the Republican Party, even within our own church communities, and really well-meaning people, a lot of people believe that even a little bit of abortion is okay. But this law, regardless of whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, or Green Party, or whatever other party is out there, it's a no. It's a no. We don't want these laws. And like you said, our current laws for people who are pro-choice, they go far enough. So it's really important for people to remember come this November that it's a no on question six. We don't want this in our state.
There is a lot of wavering going on with Republicans. I agree. And the wording of question six would allow the state to regulate abortion after fetal viability, after it's shown to be a living fetus, I believe, after a fetal viability, except where medically indicated to protect the life or health of the pregnant patient. Isn't this an amendment to protect the mother?
So right now there's nothing threatening the mother. We have no law in any state in the United States, even Texas, even Florida, that says if a mother comes in and is having a life-threatening complication, that the doctor has to save the baby before saving the mother. That's another fear tactic and straight-out lie that's being communicated. There's a difference between elective abortion and preterm delivery. Those are two very different scenarios. And if the life of the mother is in danger, a preterm delivery can happen. And sometimes we know if that baby is before the weeks of viability, you know, we're talking about the early 20 weeks, that baby might die. But that's very different than the procedure you're going to use in an elective abortion in those circumstances.
And why are you so opposed to this? Is it people you know or knew who forged your opinion on abortion, some life experiences you witnessed firsthand that has led you to be so opposed to this practice?
You know, I've always considered myself pro-life, and a lot of times I do think you're pro-life until it happens to you. And even in well-meaning families, when it's your 16-year-old daughter that gets pregnant, or it's you and you're in college and you have an unplanned pregnancy, I've never had an unplanned pregnancy, but I've definitely had scares or been in a situation where, oh my goodness, what would I do if this happened? I have friends that have given birth to babies here in Reno. Did you know in Reno, and you should have her on the show sometime, we had the world's smallest micro preemie baby delivered at Renown Hospital about 10 years ago. And that little girl is now 11. She's one of my kiddo's best friends. She was, the mother and father were told emphatically by many of the top neonatal surgeons and practitioners in the country to abort this baby. Mom was going to die. Baby was going to die. It was a long road. She was in the NICU for a long time at Renown, but she's a thriving, wonderful girl who I can't imagine not having in our lives. And then what we see at Real Choices is, I say this every time, in 43 years, we've never had a mom and dad come back banging down our door holding their child angry that they kept their baby. We have to believe that something bigger is at stake and at play. And yet we see thousands of women each year run through the abortion recovery programs here that have been really decimated by that decision.
Here's what's interesting to me. The Nevada Question 7 that first legalized abortion in Nevada won by 63% to 37% in 1990. And the Question 6 to back abortion passed just last year, 64 to 36%. Those are nearly identical numbers. Would you admit that most Nevadans want abortion to be legal?
I think most people want to be compassionate. And I think it gets confusing. And so while I am passionately pro-life, my center advocates for life, you know, we want to be compassionate to people that are in difficult circumstances. But unfortunately, taking the life of your child is not really the most compassionate choice. And you won't know how that ever plays out if you never let that child come into existence. So you ask why I'm so passionate, because I see story after story of miracles that happen, of babies that live, of families that are born, of women who rise up and become the moms that God's intended them to be because they made a brave choice for life, not knowing what was on the other side of it, knowing it might be difficult, but knowing that there's centers like Real Choices here to walk right alongside you the entire time.
All right, 30 seconds. End of the year fundraising.
End of the year fundraising. RealChoicesNV.org/support. We are Washoe's only brick and mortar pregnancy resource center. We need your support. We absolutely exist on the generosity of individuals, churches, and businesses in our area. We take no government funding. Make an end of your gift to Real Choices for Life in Reno, Nevada.
What's the website again?
RealChoicesNV.org/support.
Niku, thank you. I have so many more questions. Out of time already. Aubrey, future journalist, thank you so much for doing what you do. Your project is awesome. Great meeting you folks. Bye, Aubrey.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly.